Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's Mr. Anonymous here from South Jersey. Last time I called in was about a year ago, actually. I've just been steadily working my way through the podcast and through the EPP episodes. I've almost been an EPP member for a year, and I love it. I love the extra content, and I love the bonus episodes. But I called in today because I don't think I've ever told this story on here, and I got to talking about it with my significant other, and it's probably one of the most concrete experiences that I've ever had with the paranormal. It was, I want to say it was back in 2013, maybe 2012-ish. I was engaged at the time, and I was at my then fiance's house, and I think it was getting close to Halloween, and you know I'm mischievous, and I like to play pranks and play tricks on her, and so we were watching some scary movies, and I started telling her that I was like, I'm pretty sure your house is haunted, and of course she looked at me and told me that I was being crazy. And that just wasn't true, and there is no way her house is haunted. And so, of course, for the next, you know, however long, I pretended like I was on an episode of, like, Ghost Adventures or something, or, like, Ghost Hunters. And every little noise I heard in the house, I was like, what was that? Did you hear that? I hear footsteps. That's a ghost. And, of course, you know, she kept, you're stupid. I hate you, you know. You don't know what you're talking about. And so I told her, I was like, well, you know what? Let's do this scientifically. And my idea of scientifically was to shut both the doors in her room, turn off the lights, and put my phone down on the dresser and then hit record, do a voice recording, and told her, I was like, we'll see if we capture any, you know, any voices or anything like that. And she was like, you're dumb. There's going to be nothing. And so, you know, the entire time I was just being so over the top and dramatic with it. She had two doors. One of them out of the living room opened into the room, and on the and straight across from it, as you entered the room, was another door that opened out of the room into like this little partition between her and her sister's room. And I shut that door and I pressed against it, and you know, I made this huge show out of it, you know, putting my hands and being like, this door is now closed. I jiggled the doorknob and pushed on it to make sure it was closed. And I put my phone down, and I was like, you know, I did the whole spirits, if you wish to communicate, speak into my phone, and shut the lights off. And we walked in the living room, and I shut the other door. And we sat down on the couch, and, you know, for the next 15 minutes, I mean, every sound I heard, every sound, sounds outside that weren't paranormal in any sort of way I reacted to. And you know, the entire time she was like, you're dumb, you don't know what you're talking about. And after about 15 minutes, I got bored with it, and I just kind of laughed, and I was like, I'm just messing with you. And so I stood up and I walked across the living room, and I opened up the door and I turned the light on, and my heart stopped, because across from me the other door was open. And I froze in the doorway, and I felt my heart skip a beat, and I was like, no, that's impossible. I pressed on that door. I made a huge show of it, you know, and I know for a fact that that door was locked. And she was like, what? And I was like, nothing. I was like, don't worry about it. And I went and picked up my phone, and my phone was dead. And I was like, that's also impossible, because when I started the recording 15 minutes ago, I had, you know, 60% plus of battery life. I was like, that can't happen. So I went outside and I got into my vehicle I had at the time, and I had a had a very expensive sound system in it, and very massive. I was super into loud bass and all that fun stuff as you are as a kid. And so I plugged my phone into charge and gave it a few minutes, and it was completely dead. It actually took a few minutes for it to turn on the charger. And when I opened up the recording had saved. But there was only roughly 9 minutes of recording. And I was like, you know, to for a phone to die in 9 minutes, that's odd. And mind you, I was heavy into the paranormal thing back then and still am. And, of course, I knew that potentially when you have a spirit and a manifestation, it'll drain any source of energy that it can take from the environment. And you'll drain your batteries, things like that. So I was like, okay. So I was starting to put the things together, but I was still wanting to be skeptical to say, no, that's not what happened. So I plugged everything in, and I hit play on the recorder. I went into my settings on my stereo, and I turned everything up. I turned the treble all the way up. I turned the mid all the way up. I turned the bass all the way up. And I sat there, and I listened. And, you know, you heard cars drive by outside. You heard the wind and things like that outside. And it was just a regular white noise until about, I want to say, the seven-minute mark. Maybe 6.5, 7 minutes, when out of nowhere my subs kicked in my trunk, and I was like, that's really odd. I don't understand why it would do that. And so I sat there and I listened to it, and it wasn't like just a long drawn out bass note. It was like a pulsing. It was just whoom, whoom, whoom. And I didn't understand that. I was like, there's no bass in the natural environment. I don't get it. And I thought, well, like, maybe it's a car outside. Maybe that's what I'm hearing. Well, as I continued to listen, it kept intensifying, and it got louder and louder and louder and louder until it just stopped, and I heard two heavy footsteps, just doom, doom. And then you heard the doorknob turn, and it's like somebody let it go and it snapped back into place, and you heard the door squeak open and slide out. And then you heard a laugh. You heard an audible ha ha ha. And then you heard doom, 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 doom as it ran away. And I was blown away. I freaked out. I got her and I played it for her, and she was like, no, that's impossible. And I said, no, I mean, I was like, I didn't make this. Like, this isn't fake. This is real. This just happened. And so I played it the entire way home, just listening to it, trying to figure out, well, you know, maybe it was this or that. And I forgot to mention that when I found the door open, before I listened to the recording and everything, I walked through the entire house. There was nobody there. The house was empty. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, that's impossible. That can't happen. And when I listened to it, I mean, it just validated for me that, yes, this happened. This was real. Something opened the door and left, but nothing ever happened in her home. You know, I'd been there so many times, and I had never experienced anything in that house. And, you know, never a bad feeling, never anything. And, I mean, I consider myself semi-sensitive to these things. You know, sometimes I walk into places and I get an uneasy feeling, or, you know, when I'm around people, if they're really sad, I feel that. I become incredibly sad and depressed, and, you know, it's almost like an empath. And I never felt anything in her home, anything. And I got home and I played it for my parents, and I said, well, what do you guys think? And of course my father was like, well, you when you shut the door to go into the living room, it caused a breeze in the room and it pushed the other door open. And I said, well, that's impossible, because by closing the door, I would have pulled the air to the door, and that other door would have had to swing into the room, but it didn't. It swung out. It swung out of the room, and I was like, that's not possible. And we didn't go anywhere. You know, we sat on the couch in the living room, and we didn't do anything for 15 minutes, you know. And I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that. I'm kind of curious what that could have been. And I'm what I'm really curious about is if you concentrate hard enough that you want something to happen, you know, and even if you don't, you know, if you're playing it up almost as if inviting something to happen, if you do that hard enough, you know, can you invite something to happen like that in your home without meaning to? I guess that's my big question, but from then on, I never had any other experiences in her home. You know, after listening to that, she was a little freaked out, and I was like, well, it's time for me to go home. I love you. And that's probably why we're not engaged anymore, but I'm totally kidding. I'm just kind of curious. Thank you so much for having this fantastic podcast. You guys are so awesome. I love listening to all the stories and hearing your guys' take on it, and I hope you enjoy the story, and I hope this gets people excited for Halloween, which is the greatest holiday of the year. Thanks, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.